It's the inside track. We're at the 34 Raceways Car Show and caught up here for a minute with hobby stock driver Don Scepter from Burlington. Don, thanks for talking with us for a minute.
Yeah, thank you.
Kind of nice laid back here. Gives you a chance to get a little bit of rest, talk to some people, and people get a look at your car and your sponsors. Kind of fun. And
yes, it is. We've actually enjoyed the advertisement for all of our sponsors. Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your car.
It's an old car, but for us, it's first year out. We did a little bit of work to it and hoping to run with the pack.
It's your first year out racing, period, or just first year in hobby stock?
First year as a driver.
First year as a driver. I've told a lot of people that thank God for the four-cylinder class, because an awful lot of these tracks, if a guy had never raced us and didn't have any background and he went out and watched the hobby stock drivers run, he'd be like, whoa, them guys are pretty tough. But you're going to jump in there and see if you can run with them.
Yeah, I got some friends of mine that race hobby stock, and I've been around the hobby stock
a lot.
That's
a big help.
So, yeah, they're all used to the hobby stocks, and I figure what better support and, teamwork.
Might as well go to that rear-wheel drive car right off the bat.
Yep. And that's what we had when we were kids and played with, so that's what we're going to go with.
Hobby stock competition's pretty tough everywhere, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But you know what? We're all in it, I think, basically for the fun and the entertainment, But I think, in all, it's for me, it's to get the advertisement out there and have fun with the family.
What made you finally say, that had to have been something you had to thought about a little bit. What finally made you say you got to that point and you said, that's all right, that's it, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a car, I'm going to go racing. Was it a tough decision?
No, it's something that I've wanted to do for a long time. Like I said, I got a couple friends that ran it, and we come across a cheap car and a little bit of coaxing from them and the wife, and here we are.
Where are you planning on racing this season?
We're gonna race 34 this year. Hopefully we'll venture out a little bit farther in the next year or so.
Who are you going to have for pit crew on the car helping you?
Well, we've actually got Buddy Cruz and Scott Woodard is the main pit crew, but the other two drivers that used to drive hobby stock, they're going to help out in the pits too. So, yeah, we're going to have a decent pit crew.
I'll tell you, you got some sponsors on that car for just starting off and not been on the track yet. Tell me who can you tell me who some of the sponsors are on your car for this season?
We got A to Z Taxi, which is where we own A to Z Taxi, so it's our biggest sponsor. We got Rural and Rural. Jan Jaeger, we've got Tags Instead, we've got Stick Disc Graphics, which did all the graphics on the car for us. We got Max Sporting Goods that did some real good work for our t-shirts. And then a few of my own businesses, A1 Snow Removal, Budget Movers. We got ABC Kids Care, Family Automotive, and Joe's Inn and Jim's Body Shop on 99.
You did pretty good on that. For a lot of the drivers struggled quite a bit on them sponsors. You did pretty good on that.
Thank you.
Very important, aren't they?
Yes, they are. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be doing it.
Well, Don Scepter, thanks for talking with us for the first time on the inside track, and hopefully not the last, and we'll catch up with you this season at the racetrack.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks. Yeah.